Okay, good afternoon, everybody. In case anybody doesn't know who I am, I'm Ben, Charlotte's brother, wherever Charlotte is. That's Charlotte. But what we'll do is we'll go for a walk around.
Hi, I'm Ben Hollins. I'm 25 years old and I run Fordall Farm as lieutenant.
A little bit of the brief history, I suppose. 2006 was the year when Charlotte and I managed to save the farm with the help of all you people. And
lots one farmer, 8,000 landlords. That's our little slogan.
The thing that makes the farm so powerful is that there's so many people who all put a little bit in, and I think that gives the whole society a lot of strength.
My grandmother had just died, and what she left me was just enough to buy one share, so we bought a share in the name of our children.
The share that we bought for them is 32 square metres, and that is a very, very small part of the farm, but it's something special that belongs to them.
These pigs are going to be Christmas pigs. They were born middle of June, so they'll be just big enough for Christmas. Oh, I think they might have heard that. Let's get out of here.
All my grandchildren, great nieces and everyone else are all shareholders for the farm. They get them for Christmas presents, things of that kind. And my most recent grandson got his just a month ago, at the age of 1 week.
Right, so for anyone that hasn't been introduced before, this is my mum, Connie.
Say hello, Mum.
Hello, Mum.
Right, so I'll show you the butchery if anyone wants to come and have a look. This is where it all goes on. We've got, this is our big mincer, mixer, yes. Sausage filler behind you there.
Dear sir or madam, please don't knock down my dad's farm. It's very precious to him and to our family. We all grew up here. My name's Charlotte Hollins, I'm 27 years old. I'm Ben's sister, Arthur Hollins' daughter, and I'm manager of the Fordall Community Land Initiative. If you build the cattle market here, it will be noisy and smelly, not peaceful and quiet like it is now. If the cattle market comes... So that letter was wrote in the early 90s to the council. My late father, Arthur Hollins, took over the farm back in 1929 when he was 14, when his dad passed away. And he took it on as a very intensive farm. They were using a lot of chemical fertiliser. It was very much in debt. And throughout the years, Dad turned it over to an organic farming system. And it's now been chemical free ever since the Second World War.
Fordall Farm has been managed by Arthur Hollins family for five generations. Their 90 cows live outdoors all the year round, and neither the cows nor the soil are treated with any chemicals. His ideas may sound esoteric, but he's turned a run-down farm into a flourishing business.
So when you took over this farm, it was losing money?
It was losing money.
And you're now a rich man?
My bank is my soil, because now I've created a great mass of surplus energy in the soil, which at any time I could grow a wonderful crop of grain or potatoes, if I so wished, without the need for any outside fertilisers or anything.
Well, the only thing what there is a lot of, which we bricked up... is
through the 90s, when the landlord was trying to evict the family, everything was left on the farm. And we basically opened the farm up, opened the farm gate, allowed people to get involved.
OK, we're ready. Has everyone got a name badge?
And we'd seen in the farm's history that when the farm was its most successful, people were involved. That's why we started to bring things back.
They raised really nearly £1 million in a year. And so for, you know, 8,000 people or so to have bought shares and made interest-free loans, it raises the whole question of, well, why would people do that?
For those of you who haven't been to it before, it's an organic farm, been organic for over 65 years, and it's England's first community-owned farm.
And one thing that came through quite a bit was this David and Goliath aspect, that here's Ben and Charlotte fighting the big giants who want to develop their land and throw them out.
So in 2004, I was 21, Ben was 19. We took on an 18-month tenancy at Fordall. We had no money. We had 11 cows, 6 pigs, 6 sheep, and we thought this was the best thing ever.
And then we built it up through marketing the meat direct and reinvesting all the money back into the farm to now having about 100 cattle towards 200 sheep and on average about 60, 70 pigs.
When we first took over the farm, everybody used to say what a massive responsibility it is for someone of 19 to be taking on a farm, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes there's days where it's a little bit depressing and hard work and stressful, but you get so much out of it. It's more of a way of life than just a job.
This would have been a normal working farm. You would have had had to have had farmhands and seasonal help to keep it running. With it run down, trying to build it back up, you've got even more work.
The renovation of the farmhouse probably does mark a new step forward for Fordall Farm and, I guess, for the Hollins family. I think in 10 years' time, the farmhouse will have been renovated, the buildings will have been renovated, and within the buildings, that will then mean we've got the classroom space, we've got proper toilet facilities, we've got the local food tea rooms. Ben will have developed the farm shop and butchery. We'll have offices that's got running water and a toilet nearby, and it will be warm. We've got the farm trail, which is ongoing throughout the winter of 2009 and hopefully will be ready and open next spring.
About there?
Yeah.
Try and make it flush.
So in 10 years' time, hopefully, all of those will be established. The initiative will have a life of its own. It'll be involving all sectors of the local community. Everybody will know about it, and everybody hopefully will see Fordall as an asset to the area and something that they enjoy visiting and they enjoy bringing their children to visit.
There we go.
But what's really interesting about Fordall is that it's a place with a universal message of the connection between people and farming. My name is Tom Oliver, and I was, until recently, the head of rural policy at a national charity called the Campaign to Protect Rural England. Ben and Charlotte represented, on the face of it, the dying breed of small farmers connected to their land, knowing their land, and close to the people who were eating their food. And they turned that idea of a dying breed of such people into the idea of them being a new and hopeful and resurgent breed of people.
Farming is can be hard and it can be difficult, but it's very rewarding. And that's what I suppose most farmers get out of it.
I guess the biggest challenge is just keeping it going, is maintaining the momentum that we built up through the campaign.
It's hard work, and Ben and Charlotte both put their heart and soul into it and never complain. Ben always says he's quite good with early mornings, but he's actually not. Trying to get him out of bed first thing, it can be particularly difficult.
It's a modern fairy story. You know, you say, well, could two young people ask the world at large for £1 million and get it in a year so that they could buy their farm and then have it owned by the community? And then, you know, you say, well, that's impossible. That's just ridiculous. They haven't.
Right, does anybody want any hog roast? Yeah.